Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Dean Anne Scantlebury, history graduate and the current infill student in history from the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, November 29, 1823, an attack on the press was reported in the Barbadian newspaper. A band of ruffian-like rioters vandalized the Barbadian, which was located on High Street in Bridgetown. The newspaper, whose owner and editor was a Mr. Abel Clinkett, had only been established the previous year. The incident in question made public the issue of security in the capital, Bridgetown. It was around midnight on Thursday, November 27, 1823, when the culprits committed outrage and insult on unoffending, peaceable citizens. In addition to an attempt to destroy the publication's signboard, the rioters, described as having the minds of the veriest blackguards upon earth, painted the building which housed the newspaper and some nearby respectable houses with abominable filth and obscenity. According to the article, there had been a request for an effective police presence in Bridgetown for some time. It also highlighted that while there seemed to have been some measure of security in the city in 1823, this presence, however, was inadequate. Before the establishment of the Royal Barbados Police Force in 1835, poor white Barbadians, who were the descendants of the indentured servants brought here, policed the city. The reporter noted that while it appeared that the idea of having an effective security presence in Bridgetown seemed unattainable, we will not cease to urge on those who ought to take the lead in every public measure. The writer added that it did not matter a pin that these worthies had wreaked their vengeance on us, and stressed that if their acts were not addressed, they would stamp the character of this country with eternal disgrace. The writer of the article concluded by appealing to the powers that be to put an effort to end these practices, and in doing so, place the town in a state of security of quiet.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.